Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday will have more to say about the historic Iran nuclear deal when he holds a news conference at the White House to continue promoting the agreement. You can listen to the president's comments live on the air or on voanews.com beginning at 17 hours Universal Time. Many Republicans and some Democrats in Congress, as well as world leaders, disagree with President Obama's assessment of the deal that was reached by Iran and world powers Tuesday in Vienna. Meanwhile, the deal with Iran announced Tuesday might be a political win for President Obama, but it could be a major loss for Nigeria. VOA's Chris Stein reports.
The towers of banks and conglomerates punctuate the skyline of Nigeria's commercial hub, Lagos, but it's oil that keeps Africa's largest economy running. Sales of crude make up about 70% of government revenue. The nuclear deal between the Islamic Republic and a group of six nations would, among other things, ease the international economic sanctions imposed on the country. That would mean Iran would have greater access to markets for the 3.1 million barrels of crude oil it produces every day. A drop in oil prices could not come at a worse time for President Buhari. He campaigned on expensive promises like destroying the Boko Haram insurgent group, rebuilding Nigeria's war-torn northeast, and rehabilitating the country's derelict oil refineries. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
That's Greek lawmakers that we hear that are set to vote Wednesday on a tough new bailout legislation as the Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras presses lawmakers to support harsh reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for badly needed cash. The bill specifies new taxes and pension reforms and tighter supervision of government finances. This is VOA News.